From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are down sharply before the close. At last check, the Dow had fallen 271 points, more than 2%. It's at 12,298. NASDAQ off more than 2% as well. It's at 2769. S&P 500 down 2% at 1315. NPR's Marilyn Gwax has been tracking the markets today and what's been driving the sell-off.
A very bad case of jitters. This week, investors have seen some new economic reports that have been really disappointing. Housing prices are still falling, public construction spending is dropping, manufacturing has been slumping, and car sales and consumer confidence are both off. Another report came out that showed that private businesses added very few jobs in May. And on top of that, Moody's downgraded Greece's bonds. So you put all of that together and suddenly everybody's feeling pretty gloomy.
Marilyn, you've noticed as well banks getting hit especially hard. Is that right?
Yes, bank stocks got pounded today. The banks have been dealing with a lot of those bad home loans. And now if we're going to have continued weakness in jobs and housing, then the foreclosure mess could get worse. And that would hurt bank profits.
NPR's Marilyn Gwax. No sign of major progress yet in a deal to raise the debt ceiling, but after a meeting at the White House today, House Speaker John Boehner struck a cautiously optimistic tone.
We had a very frank conversation. I thought it was productive. I'm looking forward to more serious conversations about how we reduce the deficit and the debt and to get our economy going again and creating jobs.
Yesterday, the GOP-led House overwhelmingly voted down a proposal to raise the government's borrowing authority by $2.4 trillion without spending cuts. Public health officials in Germany are no closer to figuring out the exact source of a deadly E. coli outbreak that has killed at least 17 people and made more than 1,500 people ill. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports a foodborne outbreak has hit at least 8 European countries, but most of the people either live in Germany or recently travel there.
The Robert Koch Institute, Germany's National Disease Control Center, said nearly 500 people here are suffering from a potentially deadly disease called hemolytic uremic syndrome, or HUS. Experts say that figure is astounding and unseen in previous foodborne outbreaks in modern Europe. HUS can lead to kidney failure and death. Health officials have yet to trace the precise source of the E. coli outbreak or figure out why this particular strain is more dangerous than past ones. After initially saying Spanish cucumbers were the source, German health officials now say they're not sure. The mayor of Hamburg, the city hardest hit by the outbreak, is calling for blood donations to help treat victims. And some European farmers are now asking for compensation as losses mount after they were forced to dump their produce. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
This is NPR News. A barrage of gun and artillery fire in Yemen reverberating through the streets of the capital today. The latest battle between government forces and militiamen with the country's powerful tribes is blamed in at least 39 deaths. Meanwhile, President Ali Abdullah Saleh remains undeterred in his fight to retain power. Releasing water through Missouri River dams, as we're hearing courtesy of KELO-TV, the Army Corps of Engineers trying to protect areas such as Dakota Dunes, where some 2,500 people have been preparing to evacuate. They're struggling to stay ahead of flooding along the Missouri River. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports most homes in the town are projected to see damage.
Floodwaters from the Missouri River continue to move toward Dakota Dunes. The town's 2,500 residents are asked to be out of their homes by Thursday night. Governor Dennis Dugard says officials and residents are working as hard as they can to keep the water out.
The most difficult aspect of Dakota Dunes is the scale. We have 1,100 residences in there. Just looking at the water inundation maps, perhaps 800 are going to be affected, more or less, possibly more.
Sandbagging and levee building continue upstream in Pier and Fort Pier. Releases from several dams on the Missouri are scheduled to be increased to 100,000 cubic feet per second Friday morning. For NPR News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Vermilion, South Dakota.
Investors' fears about the pace of economic recovery sending stocks plummeting today. Before the close, the Dow had fallen 280 points, more than 2%. 12,291. NASDAQ also down more than 2% at 2,769. This is NPR.